Support for this public radio podcast comes from KeyBank, focused knowledge, customized solutions, and the resources of an entire bank. Because the best solutions fit around a business's needs. More at key.com/corporate.
We told you so. It's one big IPO.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Bob Moon. It turns out it wasn't just hype. Investors really do like the idea of a private equity buyout shop going public. Even before the Blackstone Group makes its trading debut on the New York Stock Exchange this morning, it's in the money. The firm that controls names like Extended Stay America Hotels and the real estate powerhouse Equity Office Properties Trust raised $4.1 billion yesterday in the biggest U.S. initial public offering in 5 years. Homeowners across the country are feeling the pinch of huge tax bills. That's especially painful now that the housing market is in a slump. At least 21 states are working on relief. This year, property tax reforms passed in New Jersey, Texas, and South Carolina. Just yesterday, Florida slashed property taxes in what it's calling the biggest tax cut in that state's history. From Miami, Marketplace's Dan Gretsch has more.
Florida will cut its dreaded property taxes by $15.6 billion over the next 5 years.
In terms of the dollar amount of taxes cut, the Florida law would have to set a national record.
That's Pete Sepp with the National Taxpayers Union, a nonpartisan group that promotes lower taxes. He says property taxes became unaffordable for many homeowners after the recent housing boom.
Nothing has fueled the nationwide tax revolt more than the issue of property taxes. They have been and will remain the number one tax issue at the state and local level for a long time to come.
Lobbyists from Florida's real estate and building industries pushed relentlessly for the cuts. They hope lower property taxes will attract more home buyers to the state. Meanwhile, local governments and public schools say the tax cut will ravage their budgets. I'm Dan Gretsch for Marketplace.
The on-again, off-again stock market is on again. The Dow gained back 56 points yesterday and will be starting out the new trading day at 13,545. The Nasdaq gained 17. The S&P 500 was up 9. Asian markets fell across the board today, but in Europe so far, shares are up a little. If video killed the radio star, can you imagine what emailing has done to the greeting card? Not much so far. The latest quarterly earnings report from American Greetings Corporation still says, "I still love you" in so many ways. Profits nearly doubled from a year ago. Marketplace's Jill Barshay reports on how paper cards are surviving in the Internet age.
American Greetings chief executive Zev Weiss thinks that women are the key to his company's success. He told investors on a conference call yesterday about what he calls his strategic card initiative.
This includes the continuous effort of understanding the consumer and her needs.
American Greetings and its biggest rival Hallmark kept pace with internet competition by using new bells and whistles. Hallmark's latest hit are cards that play pop music. Kathy Krasner is editor-in-chief of Greetings Etc. magazine. She says it's still mostly middle-aged women that buy the 7 billion cards sold each year.
Certainly a challenge facing the industry is to make sure that the next generation of consumers coming up knows to continue buying printed cards.
American Greetings hopes Ellen DeGeneres' humor could woo buyers. It recruited the comedian to launch a new line of cards this week that makes quirky observations about daily life. In New York, I'm Jill Barshay from Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Mellon Financial Corporation, helping financially successful individuals and families protect and maximize their assets through the practice of wealth management, Mellon.com. And by Thrivent Financial for Lutherans, introducing ThriveQ, an online tool that helps you know where you stand on your path to retirement. More ThriveQ.com. Sustainability coverage is supported in part by the Candida Sustainability Fund of the Tides Foundation, furthering values that contribute to a healthy planet.
It was 35 years ago tomorrow that Title IX, the federal law that prohibits sex discrimination in education, was created. This past fall, the Department of Education relaxed the law. Hundreds of schools across the country are taking advantage of the new rules, offering boys and girls-only classes beyond gym and sex ed. As Sally Herships tells us, some are worried the changes could lead to stereotyping and discrimination.
I'm here at the Young Women's Leadership School of East Harlem.
Where are you ladies supposed to be?
It's a public school just for girls.
In my old school, they used to call me Rapunzel because of my long hair. And here, a lot of people know me more for my personality than for my hair.
The Department of Education says students like 8th grader Amber Montserrat may learn better in single-sex environments. So, last fall, regulations were changed, allowing educators more flexibility to provide single-sex education. But critics say with the recent changes to Title IX, boys and girls could be taught based on different and questionable theories held by teacher trainers. Emily Martin of the ACLU says a system based on exclusion by sex could be limiting and dangerous.
They teach things like girls should never be given a time limit on a test because girls' brains don't function well under stress, while boys should be kept under stress all the time because boys do their best thinking when they're under stress. If girls never learn to take a test with a time limit, they're not going to be well prepared for a high-stress job in the real world. If boys are always being taught by a teacher who won't smile at them, then I think a lot of boys will not succeed in that environment.
Dr. Leonard Sachs, a supporter of the changes, says teaching kids separately can break down stereotypes.
We are the pro-choice voice in this movement. We don't think that any lawyer or any interest group knows what is best for every child. We think that parents should have a range of choices. The parents who think that single-sex education is best for their child should have that option available.
So far, 262 public schools are offering gender-separate educational opportunities. 52 of those schools house only boys or girls. In New York, I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.
And finally, we've tried to be a Paris Hilton-free zone here, but now we're talking money, and that's what we're all about. We know you've been waiting for the first post-jail interview with Hilton. In case you live somewhere in the far reaches of Siberia, she's supposed to be released next week. Anyway, the networks apparently have been dickering over her price. We're not making this up, folks. The New York Times reports ABC offered $100,000 for the privilege, but apparently NBC made a higher bid and will get the first crack. The Times reports Hilton could be getting more than $750,000 from NBC. And in Los Angeles, I'm Bob Moon. We're always interested in what you think. Just visit marketplace.org and click on the link that says Contact. Thanks for joining us at TGIF.
American Public Media.